Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Feral Audio. It was May, and America's pastime was in full swing. The two TV brothers decided to take the field past the ghost of Shea Stadium to catch yet another metropolitan effort. So get your shoes laced, your socks pulled high, and your steroid needles flicked for yet another journey into the psyche of two infinite children. We're so glad you're here to partake. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Adventures of Danny and Mike, the podcast.
Welcome to episode 8 of The Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Danny Tamborelli.
Hi.
How are you? And to his right, Michael C. Marona.
Hello.
Hey, Mike, you're playing your game over there, huh?
No, I'm finding Waldo.
He's finding Waldo. This kid gets on the microphone and still has his phone right glued to his hand.
I find a way to find Waldo, man. That guy is elusive, slippery.
Well, if you can find him,
he's like but he's always wearing Chapo. The same shit. He's always wearing the same shit, man.
You got a good point.
It's hard.
I would find him at the laundromat.
That'd be hard to find him because then he's washing his clothes.
He'd just be a naked, weird-looking dude with glasses.
Yeah, because you know he only has one pair of everything.
Do you wash the hat?
You have to.
Probably stinks.
Well, yeah, because
he's standing around in large groups of people. Why would it not stink?
Right.
Oh, I would stink.
Well,
welcome to the show, everybody.
Glad we figured that out. We figured out Waldo.
Well, I don't know if it's figured out. Fingered out. I think it's close to it.
As much as.
How is everybody? I just got off an airplane and, well.
Boy, are your arms tired.
Yeah, I didn't know.
You're supposed to say you just flew in, and boy, are your arms tired.
Yeah, but.
That's welcome the joke. To the show, everybody.
Exactly. That's what I was. I got the burps because I opened a beer. Hey, how's it going? I haven't seen you guys in a long time and.
It's been good.
I understand that
it's been good not seeing you guys. Been nice.
You didn't. That's not true. You saw me. We hung out.
When?
All the time.
No,
it was you two and Waldo. Just
and Waldo,
around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, when we got sandwiches.
We got delicious sandwiches.
It was nice. We took a little walk around.
Mm. We had a nice little stroll through Greenpoint.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Glad I was invited.
Went through all the gentrified streets.
Oh. Looking. It's happening so fast up there.
Yeah. It actually, we were was just standing there in a slum part, and it was gentrified while we were standing there. It was really weird. It was gentrified.
They put up a brand new building. They kicked everybody out.
It was gentrified right around us. Like, I started the day wearing black jeans, and I ended up with something else.
Well, shall we get right into it? This month, I want to hear about the adventure because I am a big baseball fan, and it's that time of the year. To start watching some baseball because
God forbid we could play any.
I play softball. It hurts every week.
Every time. Yeah. Every time,
every time you're
softball.
Not picked first.
Not mentally. I wasn't talking mentally. Well, a little bit mentally.
Dude, every time you're picked last for the softball team.
I'm the top of the bottoms of my team.
I've come over twice since he's been playing softball and it's just the same thing. Oh my back!
It's hard to get out of this chair.
Oh, could you
my
hand
neck
me?
Hurts.
Could you hand me those ice cubes and that white wine? I'm really sore.
Different. Hey, do you mind if I put my feet up here?
Yeah. Hey, just let
wait,
me know.
Wait, that doesn't happen.
Hey, just let me know if my feet are too close to your face.
Oh, that's so fucking wrong.
You're so tense. Ugh. What's wrong?
That has never happened.
Yeah, while anyone else is around.
Well, we decided to go to a Mets game.
You decided to play ball.
We decided to go Mets.
I played T-ball when I was five, And then I didn't play again for a long time. My brother played Little League. My sister played softball. And then I ended up playing softball again when I was in high school.
Softball?
Yeah.
They had a high school softball team?
No, it wasn't varsity. Oh, just, it was like in the summer. Organized, gotcha. I think, by the church.
Right.
I think it was church intramurals.
Church softball.
Church softball.
Yeah.
Unlike beer softball, which is also great
softball. Oh, diametrically game. Opposed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know anything.
That's been established already multiple times.
I just got off the airplane and my brain is not working.
And your brain is fried.
Anyway,
so Mike and I will have a conversation.
Dan and Tamborelli and I plan to arrive at the Mets game at 1 o'clock, but because Dan was driving, we arrived at 2 o'clock.
That's not. We arrived at 1:30. We only missed 2 innings.
That's true. We arrived at 1:30 at the exit ramp of the Grand Central Parkway, where Dan proceeded to pull over and park on a median.
Look. I was going to pay for parking, but hey, you know, there was no parking there. So,
but hey, Powerball didn't come through, so what are we going
to
do?
Well, yeah. Sort of,
I've been to enough
projection.
Mets games to know where the sneaky places to park are.
You know what we should have done?
That's all.
I don't know why I didn't think about this earlier, but
you should have scheduled your flight for earlier.
That, definitely. Well, they were late, fucking Delta, but they, you know, I should have went to a Reds game simultaneously while you were going to a Mets game when we FaceTime. And then get the pros and cons of
the Prozac.
Cincinnati.
Yeah, you'd be
New York.
Eating Cincinnati chili at the stadium. We were waiting online for Shake Shack for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
No, we didn't do that.
No, we didn't. We saw the line and we're like, fuck.
No,
that.
We didn't want a stomach trouble.
Was it busy? 1 o'clock game? A lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Groups.
A lot
of
kids.
Into school.
Yeah. It was like half full.
Mike's finding Waldo again?
It was like half full. The game.
You're an optimist. I would say it was less than half.
You think it was less than half?
Yeah.
You think there were less than 20,000 people there?
So a couple of weeks ago, I worked on a commercial right across the way from there at the U.S. Tennis Center. And when you're doing a commercial like that, you can see it through the evolution of sports games through the 90s and aughts, how the crowds were just like stick figures, and then they became a little more animated, then they're more animated. When you do a commercial in a tennis stadium, they have something called Mr. Flat People, which are just flat photographs.
Cardboard cutouts?
Cardboard cutouts of people and very large rubber bands to rubber band them to the stadium
chairs.
Seats.
Wow.
Yeah.
That leads to a great question. Have either of you ever been a cardboard cutout? I've never asked either of you this. To your knowledge, I guess there's a good chance that you would not know and maybe you were.
There's some guy in Des Moines, Iowa,
yeah,
that's made cardboard cutouts of us.
Yeah,
we probably to Hey Sandy with us.
We probably would get photographs coming.
Would
back
I
to
fuck
it.
Sandy? You would fuck Sandy.
Overattractive. Put the lotion to the bathroom. The fucking hose in, girl.
La la la, Hey Sandy.
So it was a great game, lovely game, wonderful game.
I mean, it had the things that you wanted. The Mets scored runs. The other team didn't score any.
There were home runs. There was a balk.
Ooh. I don't know why that's interesting to me. It's not that interesting.
There were home runs. There was a balk. There was a stolen base. There was things happening while we ordered food. A lot of things happened while we were just waiting in line for food.
Oh, Bartolo Colon, the pitcher, had his 2,000th career strikeout.
Did you get a bobblehead?
He got his 5,000th calorie for the day while getting his 2,000th strikeout.
I like how the fat jokes go to Bartolo Colon and not me.
Oh yeah, yeah, deflect. Big target, bigger target, bigger target. I'll hide behind you, Uncle Bartolo.
Well,
but yeah, it was great, and we had the Condabalo brothers with us.
The Condabalo brothers,
yeah, you know, and they did not ask, you know, oh, get me that beer, get me that Cracker Jack. Maybe it was because we were sitting in a section with no vendors, but
they were sitting in the kids section.
Exactly.
Where you can't drink.
You're not allowed
beer.
To have beer.
Do they do that at baseball? I think they just do that at football.
Man, I hope so. That would be
I think
great.
They do it at both.
When I went to a soccer game, my first soccer game was in Norway, like a pro soccer game, and I sat in like the family seating, so I don't think too many vendors came by us. And then there's hardcore seating and family seating, and those were the only two categories.
Mm.
And you buy your friggin' ticket at the post office. Hi, can I get a
That's
ticket to the soccer game?
Gentlemen do it.
Yeah, it's a post office.
All this Ticketmaster
bullshit.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
I've never been I've never been to a soccer game.
You've never been to Norway either.
Never been to Norway either.
See? Yeah, you've also never gotten laid upside down in a train car.
Beside a glacier.
Did you
during
that?
A solar eclipse.
Tell me you did that.
With a blindfold.
You did that? Look at the shit-eating grin on
by
Mike's face.
A centaur.
You definitely did that.
Behind a 6-11, which is what they call them in Norway.
Because they're up really early.
Yeah.
They're highly efficient. You should go. You should really go to Norway.
I want to go to Norway. There's a music festival there, I think.
There's the Hell Blues Festival in Hell,
Norway. We talked about
Norway
on the last podcast.
I know.
I've been taking a lot of money from them. What do you want? They give it to me in the form of cheese.
That's good.
Goat cheese.
Ooh.
That's their main export.
I think they export mostly dairy and oil.
Dairy oil?
Dairy and oil. Droil. And fish. Well, no, you realize that Chris Christie just finally signed the dairy oil law so that young children can get compassionate care. My kid suffers from seizures.
Those school lunches.
That's a big step. That's the only thing that, as a person who's from Jersey, that I will, you know, be happy about with Chris Christie.
What?
That he's made it a medical state.
He's in a medical state. Chris Christie is in a state of medical.
Both of you together with Waldo.
I think that's it. Let's get to the adventure. It was a first time that we've done an adventure with the guests.
With guests that grew up in Queens. It's the first time we've done an adventure with guests that grew up in Queens.
So you get another side of the adventure.
The Queens
side.
Yeah,
it was kind of a cool thing. I wonder what the listeners will think.
We didn't pick up a new rear view mirror for your Nissan. Boop!
Yeah, well, you know, I'll go back again. Mets are at home for another couple of days.
Yeah.
I'll go back to Willett's Point.
Yeah, they are.
$100.
You ever get tired of being that person who makes the projections for new real estate developments and there's no black people in any of those illustrations and everyone's bicycling in places that are clearly not bicycle paths and the people are walking like M.C. Escher paintings where they're walking on top of each other and the birds are flying at angles that are clearly going to take them right into these glass buildings. The income projections are impossibly optimistic. The water is not polluted at all. The grass is fucking emerald green. After I made enough of these real estate development projections, I would just go kill myself because this is not a world that exists. Even 20 years after you make this fucking development, it's not going to look anything like that.
I would agree, and we'll see. We'll see what Willett's Point has to offer when it becomes exactly
Let's take a picture of it. Let's take a picture of the projection and then hold
it next.
And
we'll come back in 10 years
and look at the picture.
And we'll look at the picture.
And look at it next.
And then we'll take a picture of the pictures and half it.
And take a picture of us holding the picture, and we can see how much we've aged in 10 years as well.
That sounds good.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Real estate projection.
All right, folks.
Artists,
we'll be right back.
My ass is stupid.
With two TV brothers.
Sorry, did I cut you off?
This is an artist's rendering of what we think the proposed development will look like. Fuck you, you lying jerks of three-dimensional manipulation. Go fucking work for Pixar because what you're doing is not based in reality.
Eminent domain is abuse.
You saw that. Yeah. It was interesting.
You saw that bumper sticker?
No, it was painted on the side of a...
That's the whole thing that's going down in Willett's Point.
Of a garage over in Willett's Point.
More happy thoughts when we come back.
Yeah, we're going to cover some more things that are of interest to our municipal audience, and then we'll move on to the national audience.
Get ready for regional. S&M bondage and was like, what can I do for you? How can I please you? She goes, go paint my house.
I like that.
I got to get behind that desk and shoot koosh balls at her crowd once.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you really?
She was sick and he was the warm-up host. And then he found out that Rosie wouldn't be coming in that day. And then he was like, what do I do? We still got 15 minutes left. They're like, hit the emergency button, and the emergency button just reveals this like bin of koosh balls. And when you pull koosh balls out, more of them come up from underneath. It's like spring-loaded koosh balls.
Koosh never recovered after that show ended.
The show got canceled.
Stock.
No
stock
one.
The liability insurance was so expensive after that, they had to cancel the show.
You had a $5 million policy. afraid people's eyes were going to get poked.
Once koosh withdrew their sponsorship, the only sponsor they were left that they could find was Ninja Stars, and audience blindings went through the roof after that.
Middle-aged women getting killed by Rosie O'Donnell's Ninja Stars.
Not good for business.
I didn't mean to sit on that. I'm sorry.
Buzzness.
My new Mets hat.
Yo, you have to wear that hat for the whole podcast.
I like how I wear it with the straight brim.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's very
it's
hip.
Very hip.
Over the headphones.
Nice. Nice one.
Straight brimming.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us.
Okay, yeah, thanks very much, guys. This is great.
Okay,
great
next
podcast.
Time. Yeah, next time let's remember to...
I don't know if you noticed, but we like to start the interview portions very just randomly. We think
it's
really...
Just creep on in.
Yeah, we kind of like it, the fact that we just right off the top
creep
of the
in. Just, creep
just
in,
a
creep out.
Break so you can just come into our conversation without any context.
Very organic.
Did the show actually start?
I think so.
Let's start it now and begin.
Wow, this is great.
I think we started before, though.
Let's start over.
Don't cut anything out.
Let's start over. And now.
How about... you got to do it over.
Okay,
it
ready?
And now.
Great.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, guys. Hi.
Hey.
How's everything going?
Huh?
That was awesome. We've never had an intro like that before.
Yeah, that was...
we've never had an intro.
That was the biggest fake out. That was the fake out, real, fake out, real, real.
Double fake intro. My name is Ashok Kundabolu.
My name is Hari Kundabolu.
I'm Danny Tamborelli.
My name is Michael Morona.
I'm Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Yay.
Hey.
Just got off an airplane.
J-Dog.
Hey, people do call him J-Dog.
People do
they really?
Yeah, they better. In the club.
They better.
Yeah, that's where they can find me.
Did you Pockets. Turn down for what?
Full of.
You do have tattoos that say J-Dog.
Oh, dude, I have a really bad tattoo, actually.
He does.
I have a shitty tattoo on my ankle. What's yours?
Oh, I have one. I have one of the... I have my...
Is it Coco Pelli?
Is yours of a shamrock, a too?
I'll bet money... I'll bet you right now whose is worse. I'll bet a dollar.
I bet yours is worse. Mine is just dumb.
Mine's dumb and
all right, let's shoot.
It's a butterfly tattoo on your lower back.
No, it's going to be great podcasting for the listener.
Mine is the graffiti way of writing my name, but it looks like a oil derrick shaking hands.
I was going to say, it looked modern. Where's yours?
We'll take pictures and put it on the website.
Mine is a heart with the letters S, L.
Let me see. For the listener... Jeremy,
that's the worst one.
Jeremy,
yeah,
I don't want to make fun of you because SL could be some super meaningful things. So you don't have to tell me what it is.
Super legit.
You are you serious?
Super legit.
That would be
He's
so cool.
Super legit.
No, he was a superhero in high school. That was his alter ego.
Super legit.
Super legit.
Are you Mormon and is SL Salt Lake?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah. I won.
What's your guess? What my crappy tattoo is. There's a really great story.
Sarah Lawrence. You loved Sarah Lawrence.
Yeah, oh, I did. What's yours?
No, I know, the story.
You know,
I'm keeping my mouth shut.
Suck Legion. I was pretty sure
Mike
it was
is correct.
Suck Legion.
This is a tattoo that I did with a safety pin and India ink.
Pokey. Stabby pokey.
Yeah, back in my punk rock days, we lived in a house called The Sweet Life, and when everybody moved out, we gave ourselves... tattoos, but the problem is, mine. I was really drunk, and I pushed too hard, and it looked like my veins were inflamed. So I had to go to the hospital. Thought I was gonna die because I looked it up on the internet, which is the worst.
The internet was not good at that point.
Oh no,
it was not the resource that we have.
You were on a Usenet forum.
This wasn't last week. This was years. Like the
RiseUp.net.
I thought it was blood poisoning. Geo-cities. So I go in there, freaking out, and they're just like, "You're a fucking idiot. What is wrong with you? It's just you pushed too hard because you were drunk." So they let me go.
Did you
lose your leg?
Yeah, this is prosthetic.
He kept the tattoo. He asked for the skin.
I grafted it on there.
Can you
those
slice?
Of you at home, he has the skin in a little scrapbook. It's disgusting.
Yep. A little vial, floating heart tattoo.
Oh, man.
It's bad.
Floating heart tattoo. Radio.
Tell me, I wanted to hear all about your day.
Wow.
I want to hear all about day that I missed.
I went to school, Mom. I had a good day.
Nobody beat me up. Yeah. I really wish you'd switch up the bologna, turkey sandwich for in my tuna lunch. Fish next time.
Not going to do it.
Well,
it's for your health.
I threw up a chicken chimichanga.
You did.
That did happen.
That was the first highlight of the day.
I thought me. I was just being a bad driver or something. He was getting car sick.
And my brother's like, hurry, hurry. And I was like, well, it's a two-seater and you're going to have to not get vomit on the back of your head.
I vomited out that car before, by the way, just FYI. It's
really?
Glorious.
Yeah, my car is the vomit
seat?
Car.
Was that the vomit
was
seat?
It, was it chimichanga?
What seat was it?
Back right.
No, I was passenger.
Sorry.
Yeah. Next but it's time. Probably the same window.
No can do.
It was definitely the same window. Yeah.
Window. He got out of the car.
No, mine was out and over the taxi
stand. Were you driving?
No.
Was
no,
the car
no.
moving?
I was driving and then I puked on the passenger side window.
He stuck his head.
No.
You're driving.
All right, guys.
Kidding.
This is like SL all over again, man.
Like it's Salt Lake.
It's like I'm back in Salt Lake.
Same story.
The Legion of Suck. My band.
Jeremy has a very small circle that just gets repeated over and over again.
Bad tattoos, vomit. What else? Yeah, there's a lot
Heinz
of those.
Potato chips.
I was kind of like, because I think we were all kind of like, is he going to vomit during the game? Yeah. And then it's like if the Mets are losing, like, you make me sick. Yeah. I suck.
But you don't want him to take it literally, though.
You can never trust the vomiting guy when he's like, no, man, I'm like, I'm really
fine,
not going to vomit.
I'm fine.
It's like he's trying to save face.
Especially like you vomited and then you're like, man, I feel so much better.
It was
I am
incredible.
Ready to go. Like,
I was like in the back closing my eyes when you do that for like 7 minutes. You're like, I want to participate in the conversation, but I don't feel well.
But I'm holding my breath right now.
Right. And then we just parked on the side of a road in a mud pit, and I was like, are we driving to the stadium, or am I just going to vomit right now?
Dan Tamborelli decided to abandon our bodies on the side of the Grand Central Parkway, as opposed to pay for parking to go to a Mets game.
I tried to pay for parking, and we were driving through, and no one would let us into any of the parking lots.
We were rejected by men with orange flags.
That's true. That is true.
Racists. All of them.
Right?
Racist.
How much is parking? 20 bucks?
Probably 20, 25.
At least. That's amazing. That's like $1 million.
Yeah, we got a story.
We had to walk a little.
We got a story to talk about.
Yeah.
The place definitely smelled like human feces.
It did.
It was, you know, sometimes
Wait,
that happens.
The parking lot or the
Come see
stadium?
Queens, people.
No, we,
come to
where,
Queens.
Yeah.
Come to Queens.
Park. So now my spot's going to get blown up because of the podcast, but you park on Northern Boulevard right before you
Beep.
Go over.
Keep going.
Right before you go over the bridge.
Specifically by Tully and DiNapoli Factory.
Hey,
oh yeah, there's an
you
enormous
construction site.
There's an enormous steamroller out front of the place by where we
parked. I thought it was
illegally.
A museum for steamrollers.
We call him Pete, am I right? Tully and DiNapoli.
Tully and DiNapoli. Since 1883.
But we're all sort of Mets fans here. Not you, because you weren't there, Jeremy.
I was on an airplane again for the fourth time.
I know.
I'm a Reds fan, though, but I like the Mets.
You're all some Queens, then, huh? Airplane.
What?
You're in Queens.
You're
in Queens. Yeah. We're all in Queens together.
You had to land.
We were all in Queens.
You were like a mile away from us.
But one of us was a dick and wouldn't pick me up. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
That's not true.
So imagine if we tried to put a fifth person in my Altima.
I would have trunked it for the podcast. That's what I would have done.
When did you fly in? What time did you fly in?
Well, I was late. It was supposed to land at 3:30, which I thought I'd get here by 4:30.
Did you fly Delta? Did your plane
probably
fly?
You.
They've been running dummy planes over the stadium.
I did fly Delta. You nailed it.
Did a
you
rock hit your plane?
Nailed it.
It was us.
Delta's the worst.
I'm wondering if we saw your plane fly over when we were at the game.
I think he flew into JFK.
Was there one side of it heavier because I was beating the crap out of some kid who was being a smartass on it?
There was a narc. He had a narc on his plane.
I had a narc on the plane. I was... My headphones on, and we were on the tarmac, and this little kid tapped me on the shoulder and asked me if my phone was in airplane mode.
Little narc.
Who
what a little
does
narc.
That? I don't understand.
Did
Why
that,
is it
Did you flush that kid
him?
Down the toilet?
We were by the back. I should have.
An air swirly? He comes up. He's got blue.
Air swirly.
He's got blue all over
what
his
happened
face?
To you? What happened to you?
I got air swirly. I got air swirly.
I'm in the mile low club. Hey, you know.
did you tell the kid that, like, no, it's not. We're going to die. We're going to die now.
Well, here's the other. All right. There's two. There's another part to this story, which is there's a game that just got pulled from the App Store called Weed something. I don't even have my phone, but it's basically you're a weed dealer and you have to sell weed to all these people and harvest it and grow it. And it just yanked. I knew they were going to take it off. Mm-hmm. I just think it's hilarious, so I started playing it. So that's what I was playing when he tapped me on the shoulder. So I thought...
Shut up, kid. You'll learn something.
Yeah. You have no idea, kid.
I mean, I thought part of me, too, was like he was starting a conversation. He was going to be like, oh, what are you playing? And my instant was going to be Mario Brothers. You know, like, what am I going to tell this?
What was he going to say?
How old was he?
What are you doing?
He was a little kid. He was 10, I'd say. Hey, 11, mister. 12, something like that.
Was he flying by himself? He doesn't have any other...
No, yeah, I hate those kids. People.
Were you the closest thing he had to family on that plane?
At that moment, probably.
My beautiful boy.
If this plane goes down, will you be the one that helps me after you help yourself?
my beautiful boy.
Listen, kid, I'm going to ride you to the ground.
My friend had one of the top apps called Make It Rain. Has anyone seen that?
No.
It's an app. It was like on top for a bunch of weeks. It's just a dollar bill and you flick it like when you make it rain. And this kid has made thousands and thousands of dollars doing this. I hope he's literally making it rain.
Yeah,
he must be killed. He must be killed.
Wow.
It's probably that kid. Yeah. He's probably just super jealous because the weed farm got pulled.
Are you playing my game, Make It Rain?
I didn't know what to, like, what do you... Why? I don't,
yes,
why?
Yes, I am.
I'm still baffled. I don't know.
It on airplane mode?
That's a real question.
I fly a lot. I'm a responsible.
He carries one phone that's always in airplane mode, and then a separate one for doing
just
all
so
his
say,
activities.
Yeah, always.
And clearly, my phone's in airplane mode. Yeah. Look at
when
it.
I was in
look
a, at it. When I was in a rap group, my bandmate once, he never used to take his headphones off till. He was yelled at every time. Finally, one time we were going to Kentucky. We're on the way to fly to Kentucky to do a show. And the woman comes around and telling him to take his phone off for the third time. And she's very angry. And he's like, get away from me. Like, I always have my phone on during the plane. And it's never crashed before. Got into a huge fight with all these people. And they were flying to Kentucky. So, like, you better do what he says, what she says or whatever. And he got into a fight. And then we had to go back to the tarmac. And he had to be escorted off the plane. And I'm sitting next to him. And he's looking at me for support. And I'm like, go away.
I don't know you.
We're doing a solo project now.
Yeah.
It's a spinoff.
That's funny.
He's a trooper.
Well, he's still in jail? Or
he's dead. They shot him in the head.
Air Marshal's not happy.
Well, the other thing, too, is when we started to, you know, do our descent, they made the announcement. The whole thing was the kid heard the announcement and saw me dicking around with my phone and instantly got on his high horse and was like, I'm going to...
Wiener.
So when we were landing, 3 minutes after the tray table announcement goes up, he has both tray tables down and like cookies. It's like heaven to this kid. Obviously, I mean, flying on a plane, I'm sure at that point is awesome. But being a 10 or 12 year old kid, so I wanted to be the one.
Stinker.
The one, and I didn't do it because I'm chicken. But
security.
I didn't want to get like sort of a restraining order.
What's in those cookies, kid?
he's smoking a cigar two blocks away right now. He drives a livery cab.
He's that guy offering you a ride outside of JFK. Those guys are so shady. That's the one time where the promotional material actually matches reality. The circa 1983 posters at JFK that say don't accept a ride from these guys. They are not, you know, bonded franchise taxi drivers.
I like on how on some airplanes when they say the things you can't have, the electronic things you can't have on, they have
Walkman.
They have Walkman, but the weirdest one is they have a remote controlled car.
Whoa.
Which is
remote
like
remote controlled car.
Yeah, I'm usually tooling up and down the aisle.
I have not heard of remote controlled car.
Directed at that kid.
I'm taking pictures of it.
Kid.
Oh, like in the pamphlet or whatever.
Yeah, like, not have a remote controlled
right.
car.
No, that makes sense.
But it's also.
I thought she was like going to say it. Like,
but like, who has those?
Please turn
still?
Off all remote controlled car.
But secondly, has that ever happened? Where like there's a remote controlled car that's like going into the cockpit and it's like
This is a gene. This is a thriller that you just wrote. That's the most important.
Yeah.
That's the most important scene.
That's the last episode of Mad Men.
Well, no, like
his little son is fucking around on the train, smoking cigarettes.
The kid is able to drive his remote control car into the cockpit and detonate something, incapacitating the terrorist long enough for us to get to the cockpit.
Or he's the terrorist.
Ooh.
The kid. Oh yeah, because no one would expect it. Oh yeah, just like Malkovich and In the Line of Fire.
And then.
The last scene in the trailer is just him turning around to the guy behind him and saying, is that an airplane mode?
Why did you sell your soul to terrorism? lifetime supply of gummy bears.
Remote control car goes in there, and they're like, what's this car? And the kid explodes.
It just explodes.
It's a distraction.
Sick.
Well, it's too bad we didn't see your plane flying overhead.
You may have.
At City
no, we
Field.
Did. Don't dismiss- we just ignored it.
But we saw
it.
So many Delta...
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Airplanes flying over the Delta City Field with yeah. Delta everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Really
you,
like...
you earned your money from them.
Oh, good. Ugh. Good, good, good.
My outbound flight, four. I sat there for 2 hours on the tarmac, fell asleep, and woke up 2 hours still sitting in the same place. Delta.
And you thought you had landed.
We always shit on people on the show, brands, mostly Mike, but like.
True.
Like, can't I think we're France. Adding we're adding Delta to this list of things yeah. that are.
But I'm going to get gold status soon. I need Delta Gold status.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you better keep.
Oh, are
it
you
up,
are
shit.
You a Delta guy?
I'm a Delta guy. I've been doing
you
Delta.
Do your disclaimer then.
That's so just say you're not associated with the Danny and Mike show.
Yeah, no, he's just a guest. We
Mike
didn't
and Danny
we
show.
Didn't strong arm into all these.
Well,
views.
I only went to the Mets game because I'm a Delta guy. That's why I'm really a Delta fan
that's
more than anything.
You go for the signage, right? Yeah. That's why I go to the stadium.
Yeah, I figured I'd get miles for going to the.
I'm
the
a
city field.
I'm a student of signage. I've been to many stadiums throughout the country, just studying.
Just
brand.
To look at the different
studying branding. Yeah.
What's weird? Major league games are like minor league games in terms of like advertising now. Like
yeah,
every
Brooklyn
game.
Cyclones drives you nuts
what
with
do you
that.
Mean?
Everything they have, everything like every inning break is the official. This right. brought to you by that
official Rolaid sixth inning,
and that's a big minor league thing. It's like this is the Rolaid.
They have, well, they have no money. They, if you're
whatever.
Charging $5 for tickets and you right. still have to make money, you have to.
Right. Like,
everything is
sponsored
sold,
and branded.
Lenny's window repairs eighth inning or whatever.
You know Lenny?
Yeah, of course I know. Yeah. Lenny.
No, he's busy today.
Like Azek Trimble,
like minor league. Minor league like walls, like outfield walls, are covered in advertising.
Plastered is a nice word
yes,
for it.
Yes, plastered. Yeah,
because it, they're made of plastic.
But
they can't
professional baseball teams, it's
plastic
up.
Yeah, right.
It's like no, it's we're not going to have it, you know, on the wall.
Right.
But above that wall,
right. That's all over the place.
We got all this stuff.
We were fairly blasted by advertising today at a good baseball game that we went.
It was
to.
A it very was good a, baseball
game.
Went
to a cool quality baseball game.
5-0, the New York Metropolitans won.
Defeating the Pittsburgh Piratos.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Bartolo Colon, 7 2/3 innings.
Nice. Fattest 60, winner of the day.
68-year-old Bartolo Colon. Pitched his heart out. His arm broke off in the eighth inning.
It broke off and punched a dude in the face.
Oh, yeah. And wait. And then the ambulance came. Who's the official sponsor of...
First response.
Very strange.
Official ambulance provider.
Vitacare.
Manager came out to take Bartolo Colon out, gave him a beer, and then he left. Yeah. Thank you.
And a crawler.
Beer in his armhole.
Here is the donut we promised you, Bartolo. Yeah.
Now pitch another
inning.
He said
if you got through seven innings, you get them both,
in
the beer
contract.
And the donut.
It's fun to watch him just because it's like he's so out of shape. It's like it could have been any of us. Any of us could have been pitching, and he pitched really well.
Any two of us could have been pitching.
What do you mean?
It was my first time in the
wow.
City Field.
Okay, and your first time vomiting. Your first time vomiting outside of City Field.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
That's good. That's true.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was good. It's a nice stadium. We ate really well, I thought.
Like Kings.
I ate a hot dog. And they have unlimited sauerkraut onion area, and no one monitoring it. No weirdo looking.
I was going to say,
poison.
If you're a vegetarian going into City Field, you can just help yourself to all the sauerkraut and onions you want.
Ketchup.
Or like a very old German man.
Jalapenos.
You'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Correct.
I have just woken up from Volvo Bun.
If I just had a bun to put all these condiments in. Because you wouldn't have a bun. You'd have to buy a bun.
And then just as we were leaving, we were given some free flavorless cornbread.
Yeah, it had no flavor in it whatsoever.
But
really?
It was still
you guys
warm.
Were going,
but the flavor was
over.
Inside
still
us.
Still warm, guys. That was the best
part. It was up to us.
That's why I liked it, because it was warm.
It was up to us
and
to
free.
Provide the flavor.
Warm and free.
Warm and free.
First of all.
Free food tastes better.
Never. Take cornbread from strangers.
Yeah, but she worked at Blue Smoke.
What was okay. I just thought it was some random guy by where he puked just handing out cornbread.
No.
Oh, well, no, that was...
Here, absorbs vomit. Here you are.
It was the
it's
old
quite
German
spongy.
Guy.
Pulling
sauerkraut
out of his pants.
Oh, it was DiNapoli himself.
Mr. DiNapoli.
Tully my steamrollers.
Tully was down the street. He had all the onions.
Securing business.
securing the line on these onions.
I don't know. I don't think City Field was a very cheerful place today, just with the weather.
Super. It was a little chilly. A
lot
overcast.
Of kids. A lot of kids.
Stupid kids.
Thousands
singing.
Of, thousands
playing
of
literally
elementary
playing patty
school
cake.
Age kids.
Kids are playing patty cake?
And being loud and jerks about it.
I think you could do one or the other.
Well, they don't come for the games. They come for the t-shirt guns, as we discussed.
That's true. They just wanna, they do steal those guns.
They like the gimmicks.
In the t-shirt gun were t-shirts that said, I just come for the patty cake.
Embarrassing.
Hey, just we thought people were playing patty cake in the seats today.
It was, I bought these chips before the show started.
It's a big faux pas eating on air. Surprise, a pro like you would make a mistake like that.
It's Hers Buffalo Blue Cheese flavored cheese curls.
Uh-huh.
Not very good, but I keep
you brought to you by Hers.
You could get rid of at least two of those descriptors and
wait,
you wouldn't be confused.
I think
confused.
Hers is also a sponsor of City Field and the New York Metro.
In essence, back to Delta.
See, you bought that. You didn't even realize that shit.
They serve those on all Delta flights.
Yeah, I hope you realize you're not going to stay in the Platinum Lounge next time you go to the airport.
Excuse me, do you have any blue cheese curls?
Yeah.
Do you have any
on a plate, preferably?
Do you think I could get kombucha on tap at City Field if I looked hard enough?
I bet.
That's what I was looking
for. You
got
to go to the Acela Club for that.
The Acela Club. It's weird. We were talking too. They ban. You can't gamble or they'll throw you out of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a Caesars lounge. Caesars has
a lounge. Oh, they have their own lounge?
Yeah, it's really weird. Yeah.
Can you gamble in the lounge? Of course not.
No.
No, I don't.
Is it Little Caesars?
Oh, nice. That'd be great. If it was all just
Little Caesars.
You know, the hot and ready is supposed to be $5. It's $10 at Citi Field.
Yeah, branding. Branding.
Man, it's just unfair. Very, very unfair.
What's the food like when I go to Cincinnati to the game? I mean, I haven't been in years, but they're making an effort to pitch to vegetarians. So there's like veggie burgers and veggie dogs. But I remember the last time I went to the Mets game, there wasn't anything.
There must be
fucking
something.
New York City.
Well, they have pizza.
And like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Fries.
Language.
Oh, fries.
PG. We're doing a PG podcast this month.
Fuck.
Frites.
There was fries.
They had fries. Yeah. Really good fries.
Fries.
Yeah. They were called frites because it's fancy.
Yep.
With
that's how they can charge
sauces.
You $7
they
for French fries.
$8.25 for the large.
Wow.
Ooh, jeez.
Yeah, I paid for the large.
I got large too. Yeah.
Dippin' Dots.
No.
I got, no. They don't fuck around with that kind of stuff anymore.
On a bun. And I didn't even get
on a brioche bun.
Yeah, it was a brioche bun. It was actually very good.
And purple slaw, I believe. I looked over.
Wow. You guys, you're getting all up in my.
I was jealous.
Did you want some?
The podcast.
You should have asked.
You would have gladly given you some.
I had my freak dog. I didn't want to complain.
I think you guys are the podcasting equivalent of taking pictures of your food right now.
Oh, I hate that. I hate when people do that.
Had the most marvelous muffin. That was Twitter 2009. Had the most marvelous muffin.
Why
that was Martha Stewart last week.
That's true. Are you guys on Instagram? I don't do that.
I have an Instagram.
I didn't jump out.
Nope.
2 years ago, I made the decision not to, and now I wish I didn't, but it's too late and I can't get a new one.
See, it's not too late. I'm new to that game too, because I was like, I don't want any more. I've got Facebook.
He's got enough. Right. He's got enough
Twitter
to deal
with. And all this
That's
other crap.
Then he co-owns a blazer with his brother-in-law.
Wait, whoa.
Hey,
like
an explorer. Like a sport coat?
No.
That's right, though.
It's an explorer.
Sorry,
it's a really nice truck.
He co-owns a truck with his brother-in-law.
Why do you bring
this
up all the time?
I'm saying he's got a lot on his plate.
There's
right
a
now.
Truck with brand his, called Blazer.
It's like social media
Chevy
presence.
Blazer.
Then,
I wish it was a jacket that you.
We co-own. Yeah. Well, then it would be tight on one
and loose on
the other.
It'd be the example of the tragedy of the commons and right there.
You know, when I make a fat joke, I don't feel so bad about it. When Mike makes the fat joke, it hurts me.
It hurts
a
enough
bit.
For both of us. It really does.
If I could incorporate a prostitution ring.
Wait, what?
What?
Where are we going
with
this?
Hear me out.
If I could incorporate a prostitution ring, it would be called tight on one, fat on the other.
Tight on one.
Come on, man. I thought that was great. That's
and
like old for the
We
day.
Normally There's don't silence. Edit things out of this podcast. But that might go.
Here lies Jeremy. He was funny.
He was funny.
That was it.
I have a little body dysmorphia because I was fat between like 7 and 13. And I'm not fat, but I feel like I'm fat.
Yeah, you're not.
But I'm apparently a skinny guy.
You are.
And when I look at myself, I feel like I'm a fat kid.
No, you are not.
You're not.
It's pretty nutty.
No.
Body dysmorphia is
well,
no
yeah,
joke.
And then
it's no
binging
joke.
And purging on the side of the road is a bad manifestation.
It's all coming together for me on this couch right now. Yeah. Jesus Christ!
We should have told him. We should have told
him. Tell me about
Shimazu. No, I mean, we should have told him he looked healthy earlier, not now. Right. Now it's a bad idea to tell him that.
You just eat sauerkraut, and I'm lying down on the sofa telling you about my life.
I have really come around to sauerkraut and pickles in a big way just in my last few years. I was never a fermented
pickles.
Products guy.
Oh,
at
no.
all.
Your palate has changed?
At all. Sure. It's matured even.
Wow.
I like pickles.
What do you like, a dill, half sour?
Sure.
Bread and butter.
I'll eat them all. I even eat the that piece of lettuce that comes with your burger.
Oh.
Wow. The bib.
Well, because they're usually hiding pickles inside of that thing. Like, if you get served the burger, there's the bun, there's the burger. Not for you, Jeremy, but everyone
else.
Well, I mean, there's the bun, there's the burger, and there's the fixings. Burgers. The fixings are sort of like, about it. They're over there. So if you just gather all of them onto the bun, you're probably going to get pickles in there.
And you could fold the pickle into the lettuce if you want to sneak it into. I imagine.
No, that could work.
I imagine.
Anyway, I'm a big fan. Sauerkraut, pickles, probably something else.
I didn't eat meat for many years, and I just really got into it about a year and a half ago, and I never really ever ate chicken wings that often when I was growing up. And the first 6 months, last year, I went nuts. I was eating 5 or 6 hamburgers a week. I literally for a month, I had chicken wings like 20 days in a row. Couldn't stop eating chicken wings. I had to hide them.
Did you order them? Or?
I would go to Crown Fried or order from Crown Fried at 1 a.m. and eat. I could not stop.
I know Green
Buffalo wings. I went nuts.
It was not normal chicken. It was.
I know Greenpoint is gentrified because we lost our Kennedy Fried Chicken on the corner.
No.
And it used to be on the corner right outside the train station. And now it's moved halfway up the block to a
what
regular store.
What is it now? It's
an extension of the liquor store.
Oh, really?
Well,
the liquor store doubled in size. It took over the fried chicken place.
That's funny.
Yeah,
yep,
but
like
the same guys, the same drunken guys stumble in.
Do they have different kinds of liquor now? Or is it different kinds because
they
it's gentrifying?
Chicken?
Well, they got plenty of room. They got tons of room. They have like a little stand where they can do tastings. And
Chicken tastings or rum?
And some of the old businesses left over. No, there was a guy. I used to have nicknames for every drunken homeless guy in the neighborhood. I can't keep track of them all now. But there was a guy
really good names.
That was nicknamed Samples because he came into the store, the liquor store, after it was newly renovated, had the expansion, and he just kept taking samples from the thing. And the guy who was there for like a wine demonstration couldn't understand why this guy like wouldn't leave him alone and wouldn't just take one and then go away and just kept taking more.
Because he wanted free alcohol.
Yeah.
I don't understand, sir.
He didn't get it. No, there's room
the
for
Riesling
a lot of alcohol.
Again? Are you sure?
Is it? Wait, it's you. It's you again.
Oh, man.
The guy was foreign, too, so it was even funnier. Oh. The hapless foreigner.
There's a lot of racist Polish Marlboro Light chain smokers in Greenpoint.
Is that true?
I mean, that
correct.
There's a higher... There's
less
a higher,
than there used to be.
There's a
less
higher
than there
percentage
used to be.
Of them there than anywhere else
true.
In New York. Yeah,
true.
Outside of Chicago,
aren't
yeah.
Aren't there Nazis in Greenpoint, too?
Yeah, there's Polish neo-Nazis.
What?
Can you
absolutely.
Confirm it?
What?
Mike?
What?
You didn't know that?
No, I mean, they don't invite me. Obviously, I'm corrupt.
One of them used to sleep in the vestibule of a bank, and my friend took a photo.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the Chase Bank?
Yeah, it was the Chase Bank.
Because that's a very warm vestibule.
Yeah. No. And he had a dog. He has a dog. There's a neo-Nazi skinhead Polish guy with a dog.
Okay, so
Point.
I'll just look for the guy
please
with no
confirm.
Hair who's sleeping inside the ATM.
Please confirm.
That should be easy.
You need to take a picture.
Alec was saying that he was there and he was like petting the dog and the dog was really sweet.
Yeah, and the guy was sleeping.
Yeah, but then it started to blame all its problems on the Jews. The dog's
right.
like, oh, I'm itching. Well, oh, it must be the Jews. Could be because I haven't taken a shower in 4 years.
Master, a Jew was petting me.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the idea of the dog talking.
Talking dog.
It's like, oh, what do you do? This is a racist talking dog, but it's a talking dog.
But has
what
he no waste. Conscience?
Right,
what
right.
a waste.
What a waste of a talking dog.
Now I got to kill it. The world's not going to know about a talking dog. Yeah, Greenpoint's a horrible place. What do you mean? I've lived there for 12 years. I don't know.
How much of that vodka in the machine gun bottles?
I have never consumed that. I've never consumed
what
the Crystal Skull vodka.
Gun
yeah, like they have like the old like Cold War box, and you open the box, and there's like shot glasses and like a
a gun-shaped bottle
filled
of vodka.
With booze.
I went to Brighton Beach with my Russian friend and his mom, and all the liquor stores had tons of vodka in various like bizarre.
Because when it comes down to it, it's kind of like heroin, you know what I mean? Like they can't differentiate between them, so you have to like make the packaging and the brand name fun, which is why you stamp, you know, like a fun
brand
name for your fun time. Was that your drugs? I had some of that the other day.
There's Walking Dead, Fun Time.
Yeah, yeah. American Horror Story. Oh, American Idol.
Do you like American Horror Story? I'm gonna just jump into that real quick.
I've never seen it. I worked with the director though on last summer on,
Ryan
Murphy on The Normal Heart, which is
not like
totally
American
different,
Horror Story
yes,
at all.
Totally different project.
But it was an American Horror Story in its own right.
That's true. It was rough.
I like that.
Yeah, it was.
I like it though. I enjoy it. Many men I ask about it, they don't like it because of the melodrama. I enjoy it.
American Horror Story?
Yeah.
First season was incredible.
Yeah, I liked
Absolutely
it a lot.
Absolutely blew my mind. I thought it was amazing.
For the listener, Jeremy is talking about a television show.
Television show.
That was on television.
FX.
It had a first season, apparently.
And two other ones.
Yeah. Two other ones.
I don't consume.
And each one of them are different, right? Like each season is like a different.
Yeah, and some recurring cast, but completely different stories.
Right. I don't consume a great deal of current popular culture. So I have no idea what you're all talking about.
I didn't.
We can high five that because I don't know either. Yeah. I mean, I just sort of know about
they,
it. Right?
They just actually high five.
We did a high five.
It was a very half-assed high five, but nonetheless,
the spirit was right.
I didn't used to watch much TV, and then my girlfriend watches tons, and that's why. And I wasn't reading books all the time when I wasn't watching TV. I'm not that dude.
And you got a girlfriend, you started reading books.
Like I watch all sorts of trash. Like I literally watch like Hannibal on NBC. Like
people
like network sitcoms. Yeah. I'm disgusted with myself. Nashville.
You're really embarrassed.
The show you watch Nashville?
You're really
embarrassed.
She's
always on, and I want to sit next to her while she's watching. So now I know all the characters in Nashville.
She likes
horrible.
Nashville? I don't know.
She likes anything. She's not dumb, but she watches a lot of dumb trash.
Maybe you should rub
trash.
Her feet, you know, like face her.
She doesn't like when I touch her feet.
Face away from the...
She doesn't like it when he touches her feet. Why don't you just
small
drop
tip.
It?
Just
drop
small
it.
Tip.
To
yeah, don't feet. Mention
just
it.
Just drop it.
Yeah, forget about it.
Lay off me.
Lay off.
Say maybe if you face her, you won't have to look at the TV, and then you could...
It's true. Remember when the early 90s SNL, they had that New York Times magazine cover with Chris Farley's head in the TV, and it's like the end of SNL. And that was the best SNL ever.
Yeah, it really was.
Yeah, fuckers.
Just New York Times ruining another trend.
Dickholes.
They said that Greenpoint's over.
Lena Dunham'd out, huh? Let's not even get into that. I'll go nuts.
Ooh, I wanted to.
Is that better?
Yeah, I took it out of the stand.
Leaning back is kind of nice.
Yeah,
feeling loose.
Yeah,
well, now I feel like an idiot. On the
no, no, no. You're right. You're uptight.
It's a lot more comfortable now.
Go ahead, Hart. Cut loose.
Cut loose, man. Serves a man good to cut loose once in a while.
Yeah, man.
Now I'm comfortable.
I've got nothing to say now. I'm just letting the.
Well, what really steams your clams this week?
What steams my clams? Oh, well, I...
this will be a new segment.
I love the incorporation of the ridiculous.
This will be our new segment.
Expression.
What steams your clams?
What steams?
I saw something on Facebook about...
There you go. Consuming popular culture again that you were just saying you don't do.
About like kids who are getting herpes from the moils. From the rabbis
they
who suck the blood
out
of
they use the
foreskin.
Mouth. They use the mouth. Yeah,
and so
I bet that's happened three times. Sounds anti-Semitic to me.
And so then me and Michael, we checked online to verify that, and it's like it only happened like two times.
Yeah, right. It doesn't really happen.
Yeah, and then
they're drinking Christian blood.
Is that it's not that's not what it
aren't
was.
You gonna get? Aren't
it's
you
like,
gonna
it's
get?
It's like a cousin of that that type of stuff. Yeah.
What if you get like Moyle insurance? What if you guys sell Moyle insurance?
Can you get insurance?
No, but now you should go. Now you should go. Like Jewish
American
families, look them up. I see that you're about to have a kid. Would you like Moyle insurance? This has happened a couple of times.
But I mean, it's a disturbing thing. But yeah, certainly.
Once you get
like,
herpes, you have herpes.
Right,
so
right.
So, like, what's the insurance?
But it's only
some penicillin, maybe.
You get to graduate college.
But it only happened like two or three times. I'm like, wow. And then I'm like, why would Facebook exaggerate a claim?
Yeah.
Ever.
It's not
ever.
What they do.
For money.
Was that before or after you read that Lou Ferrigno died in a fiery car
yeah,
crash?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, Lou Ferrigno died, guys. And all of us were like, oh man.
And you
no.
really fucked us too, because you're like, Lou Ferrigno died. And we're like, oh fuck. And you're like, Maya Angelou also died. And we're like, oh damn, also. But I already blew my load on the
window. He was already gut punched. Yeah, so how out of breath could it be?
Punch, and then we find out that Maya Angelou actually passed died. Away. And then
I blew my load on Ferrigno, man.
And then the Ferrigno hadn't died.
How many times has happened? So.
Not enough.
I blew my load on Ferrigno.
Anyway, the passing of a great, and we salute them.
Salute.
Well, I had
not Lou Ferrigno.
A good idea for the adventure where we would pit the TV brothers against real brothers. But
in such
we just had such a good time that there was like
growing.
No, there was no rivalry. There was no sort of competition.
No, it was like
a lot of camaraderie.
I definitely have the most back hair.
It was like a 4x100 relay.
The most back hair?
Back hair for sure.
You win that, I win the least amount of hair.
I don't know, man. I would try. I have a lot of back hair.
Dude, I'll destroy you.
And I have a tattoo.
What's your tattoo?
Oh, you like it because you didn't chime in earlier. You love your tattoo.
He doesn't like it, I don't think.
Is it Mr. Met?
No.
Oh, that'd be great.
Mr. Met nipple tat.
Mr. Met ball tat. Two Mr. Met ball tat.
Your areola is like the second.
Not a dry pair of pants in the house right now, folks.
It's the dry pair of pants.
It's the best panty dropper tattoo ever.
Mr. Met on one ball, the apple on the other.
Or maybe a home run, right? Exactly.
Or an apple
streaking
on your penis, so whenever you get erect, oh, the apple's out. Yeah.
Jeremy, wake up, man.
I'm awake.
Wake up, buddy.
I was just thinking about penises and apples.
What are you saying about the apple?
Harry wrote
a seat on it. This is just some old person just sitting on the apple. So when the apple comes up,
guys
there.
Harry wrote a Queens themed porno, which has all these very detailed,
very specific,
highly specific details.
Hey, you want to ride the 7 train? That's
that's how it starts.
Yeah, it looks more like a 4 train to me. A little bit of dialogue from.
You ever check out my Willits Point?
I'd rather go to Main Street.
Oh.
I'm at 46th and Bliss.
All of a sudden, she's Southern.
I do think it's funny, though, if they put a little chair on the New York Mets apple that pops up every time you hit a home run, if there was an elderly man sitting on the apple, like, hello, whether he goes back.
And then there's a home run drought, and the next time it comes up, it's just a skeleton on a chair.
Yeah, like, it's
this is what you did to the old
we
man.
We forgot
Mets.
About Charlie.
We tried to get him off. He's been sitting on that chair for weeks.
Damn you, Mets. You haven't hit a home run in this stadium in 3 years.
This is your fault, David Wright.
Right.
This
David Wright hit a home run today.
He did.
So did the dude.
Lucas Duda hit a home run today.
Five zip.
That was a night.
It was a good game to me. It made it feel good to be a Mets fan just for like 3 hours.
First home run was good, but the second home run, holy.
It was a beast.
Everybody was like, oh.
Dead center. The 415 feet.
For David Wright's home run, the outfielders like sort of gave chase. Yeah, the second home run, they didn't even.
They were straight looky loos on that one.
Looky loos.
We were right at the third base bag up two levels.
Great view. It was great. You were right there. We were several hundred feet.
We were really close to third base, but up really high.
We could have dropped pennies and killed people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that stadium for that reason because it's like you hang over a little bit. It's a little. Mm-hmm. I kind of dig
it. It's intimate.
Yeah. I like that.
Makes me feel intimate.
Dan was bantering with some friends who recognized him from the Magic School Bus.
No, it wasn't.
Were you on the Magic School Bus?
Thanks, Mike.
Were you one of the voices in the Magic School Bus?
Yeah.
He was the bus.
And take a guess. No, it wasn't the. All right, that's another fat joke.
Oh, fat joke.
So mean, right?
No, I was Arnold. I was the whiny kid, red-haired kid with the glasses.
Oh, man.
He didn't want to ever go on the field trip.
What was Magic School Bus? It was like an educational type show?
It was on PBS. Yeah, they were books, and then they became this little cartoon on PBS.
Oh. I didn't know you were throughout my childhood. I just always assumed you were one part of my childhood.
I was everywhere.
He's everywhere. He also played
PBS, Spike the Gremlin in
Gremlins.
I was not in Gremlins.
If you remember Gremlins, there was like the chief Gremlin.
My brother has a
tattoo. Remember the Cosby
you
Show? You know, the fat kid, the fat little white kid.
Oh no,
that wasn't me. No, but he's from New Jersey, and I know him.
And he's now governor.
No, he's not Chris Christie. That's actually a great sketch. Somebody should do that.
I mean, do you keep in touch with any of the other Nickelodeon kids who are on the other shows?
Were you guys all like hanging out? in like the like studio or whatever?
There was a Pete and Pete was shot on location in Jersey.
It was more of a stable where a trough of water ran centrally, and then
I was so young, I don't remember any
above. There was like bales of hay suspended,
and all the Hey Dude kids were doing key bumps. And stuff like that,
right? Hey Dude,
watering trough.
Did you ever show it the Sleet Shirts kids? Dina was super fly, if I remember correctly. Dina.
No, but recently,
recently all that's in vogue.
Recently, all that's in, yeah, it was 20 years of all that.
Everything is 20th anniversary.
Everything comes around every 20 years.
It's 20
years.
I'm getting reminded how old I am every year for like the next like four years. 20th anniversary of this. Mighty Ducks, 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary.
The Weezer Blue Album, 20th anniversary. Of that.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. That's a, I have a
I got you that CD for your birthday from The Wall.
That's correct.
The Wall.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I have an anti Weezer joke on my album. And then Rivers Cuomo started following me on Twitter.
Oh.
Wow. Which,
so I guess it worked.
Well, and then we started going back and forth on direct message, and I don't think he's heard the track yet. He just heard I have a joke on my album, or he's fucking with my brain right now. Or the person
he
who
went to Harvard. He's really smart.
He's just screwing around with me. But he was... We were going back and forth.
He's already in your head, bro.
He's in my, totally in my head. I'm done. I'm finished.
Wait, did he listen to this joke yet?
He said he hasn't yet. He's like, should I? And I'm like, no.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a huge fan.
don't burden yourself.
I did it for the joke.
Don't worry about it. So
he's dancing around it. He's just going to trick you. He's going to lure you into an alley.
He's going to make a vine.
And then bam, you're unraveled.
I've come undone.
You're on investigation discovery.
I've come undone.
But it's but it's too late. Guys. I've seen everything.
I've come undone.
Our outro today will be Weezer.
Yeah, there's a lot of 20th anniversaries going on.
Yeah, it's
like
a lot.
The 20th anniversary of me and Dan
having killed that Vietnamese kid.
Doing what?
We killed that drifter.
Oh, Stanley.
You Marky Marked.
Well, we don't talk about Stanley. I thought we made that very clear when I was 13.
Too late.
And you gave me that LSD.
Too late.
When was Home Alone?
91.
That 20 year already came.
And went. Without the invitation to participate in the DVD recording.
Motherfucker.
Hopefully this 25th anniversary. There's still time for the 25th anniversary DVD.
And then
when that one comes, I'm like,
5 years later.
There'll still be a 30th anniversary DVD.
Who got invited?
I'm just saying I didn't. I don't know if there actually was one.
Oh, right.
So hopefully they're saving it. I think they're saving it all up for the 25th anniversary. That's what I'm banking on right now.
What if it was just you? If nobody else.
You show up. You're
I
the
showed
only
up.
One that
listen,
shows
I showed up.
Up
to Jenny's house on Memorial Day with vodka and a watermelon. It was very quiet when
who was Jenny?
My coworker, when she
he
opened
does
the
that
door,
a lot. He just says, like, he just says
she,
first names.
But when she opened up the door,
what he's talking
but when
about.
She opened up the door, I was like, "Oh, is it the wrong day?" I just thought because it was very quiet in the apartment, but everybody was outside. So sometimes you don't know if you're completely wrong.
Right.
They'll invite you like, "Oh, I can't wait! I'll bring all my old Home Alone souvenirs and things." And you get into an empty room, and there's just a bunch of
Russian
guys beating you.
What are your Home Alone souvenirs?
I have a
hair from.
I have locks
cast
of hair. I have locks of hair from all my my cast colleagues. All
did
my
you get
castmates.
The talk box thing?
No, I did not get a talk boy.
Talk boy.
I have
We had a fake talk boy. Remember that?
No
piece of shit.
I don't remember that.
I used to sample things with it and DJ.
We went to some like I was like, "Hey, Dan, I want this thing," and he went and got a fake talk boy from some like discount toy store.
Was that because I remember I don't remember that taking off. I remember it from the movie, obviously, but was it actually a big toy? The talk boy?
I don't know. Maybe Home Alone. Made
it was in the
big.
In the circulars around Christmas time. You know what I mean? They were trying to sell it,
right? Because I remember because it was huge.
It was
in the movie.
Product placement.
What we're saying.
Huge because you put on slow and then it's like it sounds like a man's voice.
Right.
That never sounded like a man's voice.
Yeah. I didn't take a bunch of swag from the. I probably have nothing from the show. I have like a leather jacket was a giveaway from the second movie. So I have like a
it's not bad
varsity looking jacket that's of course too big for me because I've never grown.
Oh, and it says like Home Alone
since age 14. I've never.
I don't know why I'm laughing. It's that's true for me too.
Yes, son.
Did you take a picture with Joe Pesci, who was in the Home Alone?
We were never on set together at the same time.
Oh my God! So you never got to meet Joe Pesci?
As
my
per your contract, you're like, I refuse to be on set with Pesci.
That was I stipulated. It was a stipulation.
No fucking way.
No, you had like you.
I saw my cousin Vinny. I don't like the way they portray people from Brooklyn.
You see in the cut. You see in the cut that I throw a duffel bag and then it lands at Joe Pesci's feet in another shot. But those two shots were shot, you know, weeks apart from each other, so we were never allowed to see each other because, you know, naturally we would feud. Having both been involved with Greta Garbo at that point, which is it was sparks would fly as soon as we were on set together.
Home Alone 2 also didn't get to meet him.
No, it was I was prevented from meeting him at that point. But I met Michael Jackson at that point.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, during Home Alone 2.
Whoa,
because he was friends with Macaulay Culkin.
Right,
they were. Cold chilling in a limo.
Holy fucking moly.
Yeah.
Was Jackson
chilling
cool?
In a limo.
Yeah. If
was he like, also the 20th,
if you mean 20th. Evasive whoa, and whoa, mysterious whoa. Cool. Yeah, he was evasive and mysterious.
Sweet. Did you shake his hand and said, hello, Mr.
No,
J?
I don't think I touched him.
Okay.
I don't think
you know what Michael Jackson and Marshalls have in common, right? They both have boys' pants half off. Come on, guys.
Wait, that one
might also be edited, too.
Yeah. You have just prevented Mike from being on the DVD 25th anniversary.
And the 30th.
Yeah, if that's the case, I might as well sabotage your Mighty Ducks DVD chances. How do I destroy them?
I already got my email to go out to LA in September for a 20th.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah, but it's just a backyard party. It's nothing special.
But are you going to record commentary? Remember how
just me? I'm just gonna go around with my iPhone, and be like, "Hey guys, remember me?"
Hey, remember me?
He's gonna watch the DVD and record with his talk boy. He's gonna record his own track of commentary.
Hey guys, is this Joshua Jackson or not?
Okay, just watching the credits roll. Josh was nice. Emilio was cool. I got along with Les, Hardy, Everman. Beckett.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, it's like a prostitution company.
Nice.
Big old ones falling the other.
Culkin's doing a pizza band. He's doing that Velvet Underground pizza band.
Oh, dude, they just
pizza
got booed off stage.
They got booed off stage in London.
I was thinking that Dan is very musically inclined and me just barely so. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking that we could do a band that does shitty covers as well.
But we thought
that we could do Kung Fu themed Clash covers.
Kung Fu Clash.
Huh. Kung Fu Clash.
Give me an example. An ejemplo. You got something at the top of the head?
Oh man, what do we have? We had
Bruce Lee.
Oh yeah, Bruce Lee can't fail. Is that a Bruce Lee can't fail? That's all we had.
Bruce Lee can't fail.
Yeah. Oh no. Or like everybody was London calling.
No.
No.
Okay. That's reverse.
Yeah, they reversed it.
That's
Kung Fu calling from a faraway town.
That's the B side.
Now Kung Fu is declared. Kung Fu come down. No. Anyway, we're gonna be just as big as Michael.
No, I mean we were just spitballing and we figured, you know, something like that.
It was a great conversation for the 20-minute walk from my car to field.
Did you guys do anything for the Mortal Kombat movie in any way? Because I love that movie.
We laid down backing vocals.
You did Reptile.
It's an amalgam of our voices for
come over here. Get over here. And finish him. Also finish him, which I always felt weird saying.
Toasty. I'm satisfied.
Oh, he did Katana. He did Katana. We did a couple of Katana moves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was funny, that Katana thing.
Great movie, by the way, for those at home. The Mortal Kombat movie. It's on demand right now on Time Warner. There's an Asian Heritage Month on Time Warner, and Mortal Kombat is in there.
You've said Time Warner twice. We're done.
Asian Heritage Month.
Mortal Kombat.
Oh, wait. Who is Bison in Mortal Kombat?
Raul Julia.
Street Fighter.
Raul Julia played it in the Street Fighter movie.
I got confused.
In the Street Fighter movie.
I got confused.
That's with Van Damme. And
they never made an NBA Jam movie. I was always disappointed.
They made a Space Jam movie.
That's what I was going
to
say.
But I wanted to see an NBA
Jam. They're making a new Space Jam.
They are making a new Space Jam.
You want to hear a guy to say he's En Fuego?
Yeah.
That's the only thing that would be different.
It'd be a short existentialist film about a man dealing with being on fire.
En Fuego.
After getting three shots
in a row. Yeah, for the short
his family
duration
friends don't
of
know
time.
How to deal with
yeah.
him anymore because he's always on fire.
There's a lot of demands at that point in his life.
It'd be nice to have Brad Lowhouse get some time on a...
Who's that?
Brad Lowhouse was a...
The shooter.
He was a player on the Milwaukee Bucks who had...
Long-distance shooter,
he
right?
He was most famous for being an NBA Jam.
Uh-huh. He, was this the Sam Cassell era?
I think he was a center, though, wasn't he?
That was the thing. He would,
he was like
was
the secret
if you,
player in
but
the
if
game.
But if you left him alone, he would shoot deep.
Yeah, and he would nail it, yeah.
I have
not
that.
Like Patrick yeah. Ewing.
I have that on Game Gear.
Patrick Ewing hit about 4 3-pointers in his whole career.
Yeah.
He hit a couple. He had like a couple of emotional yeah, ones, but very few.
I would play NBA Jam right now.
NBA Jam is awesome.
I have it on the little Game Gear. The first.
Do you?
The one, not the Game Boy, but the Sega version of the Game Boy.
Okay. Huh. Coming
after
up next on the podcast. The guys watch Hari play.
He did so great.
Unfortunately, the footage was lost. We only have audio of that.
Yeah. Oh, click, click, click.
Here it is
click,
in full.
Somebody help. The guy's
fudge,
on fire.
Fudge. Click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah. You can unlock the Beastie Boys in here. yo, I'm Godzilla right now. This is crazy.
So you guys grew up playing video games?
Yes.
Yeah. Nintendo and Sega, and that was it.
Old school Nintendo and then Sega Genesis.
Top loader, front loader.
What does that mean?
Jeremy, please stop.
No,
that was the name. That's the name of his prostitution concern. Top loader.
I didn't think it could go. Yeah. No, it's a.
He meant like the Super NES or the NES.
No. It's the
Famicom.
Oh, the first Sega was
the first Nintendo was originally front loader, but then when the towards the end, it was still regular Nintendo.
It was with the flap, front of flap.
Yeah, that's what true gamers.
Sorry guys, I was an Atari guy, so I don't know what you guys.
Ooh, we did Atari. School, we did Atari for brief.
We had a hand-me-down Atari, but it was always fucked up.
It was always broken.
There was only one switch you could hit anyway. There was the reset switch. Yeah. You just could keep doing that.
That's
the
2600.
Didn't even have buttons. It had
the toggle.
Like the toggle. You'd flip down and up.
Man.
Those were the days.
It was great.
When you could just be a tank, and then all of a sudden you were a plane, and all of a sudden you were a tank again.
And then a guy jumping.
I remember getting NHL 94 or something for Sega.
Oh, yeah. Sega Genesis, NHL PA 93 or 94.
Yeah, because those were
relax. What are you getting endorsement money from them?
No,
let him tell his story.
Sorry,
that's what was in Swingers, right? That was the video.
Oh, that was 95. Yeah.
You can hit someone and make them bleed.
Right. Yeah. And so I didn't really play it for the game. I like to update the players because, you know, like players would get traded. So I would update the rosters, but like.
Yeah, you would do this for. Days playing a single game.
Just to make
with
sure all the rosters
are accurate.
And some players didn't even exist, you know, in the game. But
so you had to create them.
And like those old systems were like, they'd mess up and like reset it. And you'd be like, fuck.
5 days of work.
5 days literally. Of work. And then I played maybe the game once or twice and I just got so hurt by the fact, it was pain. Right. That I'd have to keep changing the rosters around because that was actually the fun part for me. Right. By the end of it, I was just like,
you'd have to bury yourself in the company of women after the cartridges.
It was the only thing that made you feel better.
You sent a letter to the NHL. You're like, please stop trading people.
Yeah.
Really,
your everyday commerce is hurting my wrist.
I only get 3 hours a day to play video games.
And I don't play.
I've included a final list of players for each team. Please adhere to my list.
It seems that when you play those games and when you get caught up in it, you can't separate yourself from what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my brother and I would play Tecmo Super Bowl, and we would rack up 99 sacks with Lawrence Taylor every time. Just kept racking up the sacks.
Was that if you played with Bo Jackson in that game? You'd always win, right?
Yeah, and even the backup was Marcus Allen was just as good.
Yeah,
it was just as good. They were both very. It was a twin attack, a two pronged attack.
Tecmo Super Bowl is a Nintendo, or
yeah, it was a Nintendo game.
Before.
It was the sequel.
Played RBA,
the sequel to. Tecmo Bowl. It was Tecmo Super Bowl.
We played RBA Baseball, big deal.
Huge.
Nintendo. Did you ever play Backyard Baseball with the little kids?
Little League Baseball?
I think it's called maybe it's called Little League Baseball, but I remember Backyard Baseball.
But they had characters, right? There were different people, different lineups.
Yeah, you'd be like a squirt. No, I don't know. Maybe I got something wrong, but I know there were little kids and you could just It was basically you the could hit them and make them bleed. Game.
No, I oh, no, no.
But it was horrible. 10-bit, 6-bit, 8-bit, I don't know, whatever the fuck it was.
8-bit.
Let's go
8.
6-bit.
Ocho.
I like that game.
I played
that
Little League Baseball all through college, actually. We had an old Nintendo, and they had from 1989. But
it's an amazing game.
We obsessively played Little League Baseball.
Really, I thought you meant that you actually played Little League baseball.
I was wondering
how do they let you do that?
I was wondering after you started shaving how you kept playing.
I had a fraudulent birth certificate.
Danny Almonte comes up twice today.
Yeah, you and
what do you mean I didn't make the All-Star game? I'm 20 years. I mean,
I'm 8 years old.
Man, for a 20-year-old, he sure cried a lot after he struck out.
Suck it up.
That's why his parents didn't come to the games.
You're pre-med. Suck it up.
Did you play organized sports?
I played the league for 3 years. I batted zero my final year.
You're a trooper, man.
I didn't put the ball in play. I struck out every single, I walked 5 times. I kept stats, which is embarrassing when you bat zero.
He was like the team stat guy.
Yeah.
They were like, he was the Chris Christie, in other words.
Was Chris Christie batted?
No. I think it was Wildstein, the other guy.
Yeah, and then he shit on Wildstein after the bridge thing. Exactly. Just like, he was a dork in high school. And I was like, really? You guys are fucking 50-year-old men.
Where did you play? In Parks by your house?
Glen Oaks Little League.
Glen Oaks Little League.
And the only good thing I did that last year, because I was really popular amongst the coaches and parents. So that's where they pick me every year.
Yeah, for your grasp of statistics.
Yes, correct. And I would.
You were a money ball guy. You weren't a player on the field.
But our third year, our team started winning, and that's when I was a liability. Because the first 2 years, I was just fun to have run. The third year when we were winning, I was like.
We need production from that slot.
Like, I thought I was just here to make jokes and to make the parents laugh. What's all this hitting, catching business?
Yeah, yeah.
And the only thing I did useful that year was I was on second base. God knows how I got there. Maybe a walk or hit by pitch. And somehow I moved over to second.
Maybe the guy in front of you died. Who knows?
Maybe all sorts of pinch running. And I'm on second, and it was when we were allowed to start stealing because they didn't let us steal.
Running
first.
Start.
Right. And so I took a lead, and I noticed nobody was paying attention to me because I'm like this fat Indian kid in second base. What am I going to do? So I started taking this walking lead, and I'm like, oh, this guy's not paying attention. So I just kept walking. I'm like, are you kidding me? No one is watching me walk to third base. And then the guy finally turns around and throws it, and I'm already on third base. I had walked. And stolen third by walking to third. Nobody had paid both
managers. You were a hero. You were a hero.
It was the most absurd. Like, I was shocked. Like, this just happened? I stole third walking.
You followed a kid home who got the game ball of the day and killed him in an alley and took the game ball home.
That's what happened. Yeah. That's
what actually happened.
She's like, Mom, I got the game ball. It's covered in blood.
I still have a game ball from 1989.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's totally T-ball, T-ball? Too. It's like the coach wrote, Danny's two-hit RBI, whatever.
Yeah, that tee was all over the place, but I still managed to hit it.
April 18th, 1989.
Your parents owe me for this baseball.
Wow. $3. And then I guess in sixth grade, I think was the last time I played actual baseball, and the last pitch I took, they had me pinch hit.
Right here.
No, and I told him I didn't want to, and he's like, no, it's up to you, you gotta go. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this.
Well, no.
And so I went up there, and I fucking struck out through the bat, and I screamed and ran off. I was like, I told you, I didn't want to. That was the end of my baseball career.
Do you guys remember the photo of in the 60s where there's a little guy in professional baseball? No.
Eddie Goodell, the smallest
person.
It was during the 40s because all the players were out, so the Bill Veeck, the owner of the Cleveland Browns, was trying to find gimmicks.
That's the minor league thing. Yeah. But yeah, that was me. Not literally, but that was me.
For Halloween?
Nobody could pitch to me. I would walk out and he'd be like, do it. And I'd go out there, and the guy would just look in, because I used to be really short. And
Your strike zone would have been tiny then.
Oh, dude, they couldn't hit it. So they'd walk every time, and I just walk. But then they put me in outfield, and I couldn't catch the ball to save my life, and I'd fuck things up. But that was my thing. They called me small strike zone.
I'm pretty sure they had a better name for you than small strike zone.
For the listeners, we're going to try really hard to next time we do podcasts and not have Jeremy travel and not be a travel day.
Yeah.
He's a little awful. Usually more on point.
I should have drank a beer.
You're an ideas man. I get it.
That whole prostitute thing was great.
Jeremy has a really small strike zone.
The third time it came around,
it's tough to get to him. Small strike zone.
For the record.
Well, Do we all have a good time at the game today?
Today was super good.
Lovely. Did you have an okay time on your flight?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh yeah.
Well, if you had a bad time, then we had a good time.
This is one thing. Did you read that Linkin Park? All right, so Linkin Park
Illinois?
And no, the band Linkin Park was playing a festival in Arizona,
and they got booed by the Pizza
and
Underground.
They were like before or after Sublime with Rome. Yeah. And Linkin Park called the cops on Sublime for smoking weed. They were allergic to weed and this and that. And so while Sublime was on stage, the cops came into their bus and took all their weed. Didn't like arrest them or anything, but just took all their shit. So like the dudes from like Sublime were like,
and all the
Linkin
cop cars
Park
crashed.
Just fucking ratted us out. And
Sublime still plays
with this guy with Rome Ramirez. Yeah.
Wait, Sublime has good weed?
Wait a minute. Are we talking about the same band?
I don't know. Do they talk about weed in their songs?
I don't know.
Sublime?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
Wait a second. What's going on? I'm Jeremy right now. I don't know what's going on.
Stupid narc.
I'm just shocked. Linkin Park, they're still around? I had no idea.
They're still playing. Yeah. Chester something.
No, people pay money
Chester.
To hear them.
That guy's name was Chester.
This guy's got an really annoying. Oh, we just lost Chester Bennington. I'm all Linkin Park.
And all Linkin Park fans.
It's Lincoln with a K. He had to say, excuse me, it's Lincoln with a K. Can you please change the signage?
Who may I say is calling, sir? It's Lincoln with a K.
The K?
Fix it or we walk. Fix it or we walk.
Certainly.
Letter from, do you know a guy named Drugs? Drugs Delaney? How many people could you possibly associate with the name Drugs? No? Outside Providence, guys? Come on.
Not my favorite movie.
Great movie.
Not my favorite movie.
What?
I just saw...
You never seen it? You should check that movie out.
Is that the David Mamet, Alec Baldwin movie? No, that's... That's State and Main. Okay, I have no idea.
Okay, never mind. Well, on that note... Do you guys have anything
Gentlemen,
you want to plug?
Plug it. Plug it away.
Well, first of all, I just want, me and my brother used to listen to the song "Hey Sandy" by Polaris.
Oh shit! Yeah, hell yeah!
I mean, okay, it's a great song. Can, you
we
guys
used to play
get...
that to that obsessive. We used to
there
listen
was
to
the
it
two and a half. We got the 2.5 minute full length when
full
Napster
length
came
the,
out.
Did you play it backwards
with the interlude before? It comes
yeah.
Back.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh man, this is actually. And then
really interlude's a touch long.
And then we'd like lip sync it
and fake drum,
fake guitar, and pretend we were
really.
Cool. Yeah, very, very popular kids. Yeah,
you get a lot of time to develop your strategy.
Yeah. Listen, we did it all the time. It was really great. Yeah. That's not a plug.
I don't know if it's kind of a plug.
It's a plug for us. It helps.
I don't know.
Buy seasons 1 and 2 on DVD. Right.
I don't know when this is coming out. If this makes sense, but you guys are returning this favor and doing a radio show with me and my friend Despot on No Way Radio called Chillin' Island.
Totally
soon on Tuesday,
right? But that's gonna come out before this does.
And also our podcast, that you and I do together.
Yes, the Untitled Cundabola Brothers project
I do with you. Also,
hi, I'm right here. I'm your brother, Harry.
But they're not doing our podcast though, so it doesn't make any sense.
It's your brother,
we will,
Ashok Berry. You know that new sound you've been looking for? Listen to this.
Oh wow!
Mike drops the mic and says, "I win for the day of."
Movie quotes. I'm going to be on Conan on June 16th.
So nice.
That's a thing. And
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien's
not the other one. Not the other one.
The
Who's
rapper.
That guy?
The rapper.
He's a rapper. And he's out of Forest Hills, Queens.
He's got a show on MNN.
So I guess that's mine. Yeah.
Great.
Dan plays guitar, bass, accordion, and melodica.
I don't play the latter.
In a band called Jounce. Which I think is playing at the Pink Pony Festival at the Asbury Park Pink Pony Preservation League on July 41st.
We're only playing that Weezer song, Pink Triangle.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Over and over.
And over
and over,
and over
again.
God. I hope Rivers Cuomo doesn't kill me. After me,
if you see it coming,
over.
Yeah, if you see it coming,
he listens to us. So
he's a big fan. Yeah. Big fan of Pete and Kiss. Those two things together,
yeah,
he really enjoys.
Pete and Chris.
Well, let's go Mets!
Thank you guys very much.
Yeah.
And the Mets win at 5-0.
Woo!
So there you have it. Let's put it in the books and close the door on this walk-off adventure, remembering the lessons that we've learned. The sooner you throw up that chicken chimichanga, the better you'll feel. You can grow up in Queens and not necessarily be good at sports.
Delta Airlines is a horrible, stinking piece of fly-blown meat hated by Harry Kondabolu. But most of all, remember that your fake television brothers are here for you and will always have your backs. Adventure after adventure, brave ones.
Okay, folks, the Kondabolu brothers have left the building. Big thanks to them. Really fun day all around having the guest go on the adventure with us. Speaking of adventures, if you like this podcast, please donate to it because it helps us go on bigger and better adventures for your oral pleasure. And that's A-U-R-A-L. Get your minds out of the gutter and back into the street where it belongs. See you next month.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin and Marianne Ways. This podcast is part of the Feral Audio Podcasting Collective and can be found on their website at feralaudio.com, which, by the way, is celebrating its third anniversary. Congrats to Dustin and congrats to everyone who makes Feral Audio great. We're honored to be a part of it. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.